It is Thursday, October 10th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
A new report claims Trump urged then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to help drop the DOJ's case against an Iranian-Turkish gold trader who just happened to be one of Rudy Giuliani's clients. Meanwhile, a former Trump advisor claims China has already handed over the intelligence on Hunter Biden that Trump publicly asked for. And lastly, Turkey accused of deliberately targeting Syrian civilian areas in Trump's sanctioned military assault on the Kurds.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
According to a report from Bloomberg News, Donald Trump pressed then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to convince the Justice Department to drop a criminal case against Iranian-Turkish trader Reza Zarab, then a client of Rudy Giuliani, during a 2017 Oval Office meeting. Tillerson reportedly refused, saying the move would amount to interference in an active investigation. He is also said to have emphasized to then-Chief of Staff John Kelly in a separate conversation that the request to the DOJ would be illegal. According to Bloomberg, other participants in the Oval Office were shocked by the request. At the time, Zarab was being prosecuted by the feds for evading U.S. sanctions against Iran's nuclear program. Trump's current personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and ex-attorney General Michael Mukasey were hired to represent Zarab in the case. Soon after Bloomberg's report dropped, Colin Call, former deputy assistant to President Obama, tweeted, quote, "At the end of the Obama administration, Erdogan pushed us hard on the Zarab case. Erdogan feared revelations about corruption would come out in court. We told him it wasn't appropriate for the White House to interfere in such cases. Trump wasn't just helping Rudy here." And I'm going to tweet, hello, next article of impeachment. According to the Financial Times, an advisor to President Trump has claimed that China handed him intelligence on Hunter Biden in the same week Donald Trump publicly urged China to investigate Joe Biden's son. Michael Pillsbury, an informal White House advisor who Trump once called, quote, probably the leading authority on China, reportedly claims he was given the information on a trip there last week, telling the Times, "I got quite a bit of background on Hunter Biden from the Chinese." Pillsbury's comments come after he revealed to Fox Business on Wednesday night that he had raised the issue of the Bidens during his trip to China.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Rights groups and anti-war activists warned of a looming humanitarian catastrophe Wednesday as Turkish forces invaded northeastern Syria and launched airstrikes against Kurdish targets, forcing civilians to flee in panic. Fighters with the Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, which leads the SDF, tell CNN that hundreds of civilians tried to escape northeastern Syria as Turkey began bombarding the area. The attack comes days after Trump gave Turkish President Erdogan the green light to begin the operation by announcing a surprise withdrawal of U.S. forces from northeastern Syria. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is threatening to withhold Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's salary as part of the impeachment inquiry of Donald Trump. According to The Hill, Pocan sent a letter to Pompeo on Tuesday that contended Congress could block his pay because the administration is preventing testimony from Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. A new Fox News poll finds that 51% of voters want President Trump impeached and removed from office, while another 4% want him impeached but not removed. Lastly, from The Intercept, Morgan Harper, the 36-year-old progressive running for Congress in Ohio's 3rd Congressional District, raised a remarkable $323,000 during the first quarter of her campaign, setting her up to wage a potent primary challenge from the left to the 69-year-old Representative Joyce Beatty, a 4-time incumbent. Harper's campaign has raised the 4th largest amount of money among any first-time congressional primary challengers in the initial quarter of their campaign, this according to data provided by Data for Progress.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.